as far as how you find things. So I wrote him back asking, well, what are you having trouble finding? He didn't write me back.
Mm. He probably found it.
Yeah, enjoy the new site, freetalklive.com. It allows you to actually influence some of the topics that we discuss on the program by submitting... Saturday edition of the program. Now we've cut into our interview by a minute and a half here because of the technical difficulties. And, well, anyway, John Stossel is with us. We mentioned it earlier this week. And John Stossel from the new television program on the Fox Business Network. Stossel, John, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Well, it's great
to be here.
It is great to have you here. I've been so excited about getting John Stossel on the air here on this program. So with no further ado, we only have you for a segment. I know our listeners have questions. They've sent them in via our Facebook profile for you. But just to start things out, let's tell people a little bit about who John Stossel is in case they, for whatever reason, haven't seen you in your history of being on the air with ABC Television in 2020 and your various different specials that you've done over the years. And now, of course, over on the Fox Business Network. Who are you, John Stossel?
I'm a liberal reporter who woke up and saw the light and was educated by Reason magazine to libertarianism, and now I've quit ABC where they didn't really want my reporting, and fortunately I have an hour show on Fox Business, actually on right now in the East, though many of your listeners don't get Fox Business, unfortunately, on their cable systems. But so now I get more airtime to do as much on Liberty as I can.
I love it. I've seen the show a number of times, and I just saw the most recent episode, which you did actually, well, I guess not the one that's on tonight, but the one prior to, about what is a libertarian. And I thought it was absolutely outstanding, and I've enjoyed all of them. But one of the things I really like the most about it is that you actually get the audience to interact. So not only do you have the liberty-oriented talking head types on the program, but you're actually opening up the microphone to the audience and in many cases getting some people who are not in agreement with you.
Well, most people probably are not in agreement with us. That's why you haven't filled up the Free State Project yet.
That much is true.
we're working on it.
Now, you know, speaking of that, the Tea Parties are sweeping the nation. You know, when you came on board the Liberty Movement back in the 70s or whatever it was, libertarianism was nothing but a mild anachronism. But now you see things like the Tea Parties sweeping the nation. Not to say that, you know, I guess that's the question. A, you know, what's the future of liberty? And B, Tea Parties, you know, the new resurgence of liberty or the Contract with America bullcrap part two?
Well, there was some good stuff in the Contract with America.
They just didn't keep it.
I wouldn't dismiss all of it, but I don't know. I mean, I heard 2 million people participated in Tea Party events, which sounds good, except that there are 300 million Americans, so 2 million isn't that many. I don't know how many are really libertarian. I bet some of them would be offended if I suggest that they weren't entitled to their Medicare payment.
Mm-hmm.
But I sure as hell hope that they are libertarian, and I agree that there are more than when I first discovered it. And I think Glenn Beck has become a hero to the movement, and that he tirelessly, with his big audience, is talking these topics.
Yeah,
he's probably doing more good than anybody these days.
I think Glenn Beck is definitely coming along. I don't know him personally, but just from my observations of him over the years, having come up from living in Tampa, where he was on the air originally, and kind of hearing what he's saying these days, I wouldn't really call him a principled libertarian, but none of us were principled when we first started.
Well, I was, but I didn't really know what the principles were. He's certainly reading about it and mm-hmm. learning the principles, so I don't know what he was like in Tampa. In his early days, I think he was wasted most of the time, but I think now he is serious about spreading the word and learning more about it.
So tell me
as
a little bit more. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, as am I, except I'm on once a week and he's on 5 million times a week.
But this is, I mean, Stossel has to be a real exciting time for you. I'm imagining you said, you know, ABC wasn't really too pleased with your presentations. Is this, John, the show you've always wanted to do?
No. The show I always really wanted to do was what I was able to do at ABC some of the time, which was my hour specials, where I would get to work 4 months, 6 months on free speech, or how Washington only grows under both parties, or on the drug war, whatever it was, and travel around the world to produce these pieces. So I'm glad I have this nonprofit now, Stossel in the Classroom, that gets them into classrooms. The current show, ABC just didn't, they wanted, if you watch 2020 now, it's every week, it's some murder story. It's and my political stuff. I tried to get a Nightline, and they just had no interest. It didn't suit their politics. So I'm going to keep doing those now, but I think, and I'm going to do 4 produced hours a year for Fox. But my favorite is when I can really think about something. I like to read what other people have written and then carefully shoot the video and cut it so that the jokes work at exactly the right moment, rather than this uncontrolled live to tape stuff, which is my show. But aside from that, yes, this is my dream show.
That's great. And now you mentioned that it's not, the Fox Business Network isn't in necessarily every single market. I know it's on a lot of digital cable systems around. Are full episodes available on your website, johnstossel.com, or Fox News?
Or Hulu. I know some people watch it there, and I'm embarrassed to say that I don't know. No full episodes are available. I know that somebody posts them on YouTube in pieces.
Okay, good. And how do you feel about that?
I've seen them on Hulu.
How do you feel about people bit-torrenting John Stossel, the new show, which is honestly how I got my hands on it?
I love it. To me, my goal is to get these ideas out. I think these ideas can save the world. They are so important. They are what brought people prosperity and that's what lifted people out of the mud and misery of poverty. And it's an outrage that the morons in the mainstream media don't get this. And so anybody wants to steal my work and spread it around, I mean, I guess I shouldn't say that because Fox is paying to put it on, and nobody should violate their copyright. But where it's legal, I just want the ideas out. Fox has been much more generous than ABC about, for example, allowing the Classroom Project to just give these to teachers.
We see it the same way, John, that if people are watching Stossel through whatever means, maybe it'll increase the likelihood they'll call their local cable system and say, hey, I want Fox Business. You know, there's certainly that possibility. You know what? We're short on time. I want to make sure we get one question in from one of our listeners here over on our Facebook profile. Joshua writes, why does John still refer to himself as a libertarian and not a voluntarist?
From my last show, a voluntarist. God, that sounds even sillier than libertarian. A classical liberal. A lot of people suggested other titles because people didn't know what libertarian meant when I went around Times Square asking people. And those people, I think, are above average income. They were tourists who were able to travel.
I'm looking forward to seeing that episode because you ask people, what word should we use as opposed to libertarian? You're taking suggestions at johnstossel.com. John, I appreciate you hanging on here and talking with us tonight. I'm going to put you on hold just to talk you off the air here for a little bit. We're opening the phones up. You can call in about anything at 800-259-9231. Thank you to John Stossel here. More Free Talk Live in moments.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to know how to give your baby a head start? You can teach your baby to read beginning as early as 3 months old. It's easy and fun to do with the Monkey See, Monkey Do Baby Reading Kit. The best part is that it's risk-free, and since they offer a one-year monkey-back guarantee, you can order it now with free shipping. We recently began this program with my son, Jack, and he loves it. I definitely recommend this product for your child. Check it out at babyreadingkit.com. It's babyreadingkit.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. So that was like a special moment for me, Mark. I mean, I've been trying to get John Stossel on this radio program pretty much since we got into syndication, so for the last half a decade.
And yeah, I think it's okay that we gush now after he's gone. I mean, you don't want to use up the time with him.
No, I made a point of not doing that because he's an amazing guy. I mean, look at what he's accomplished for the ideas of liberty. He's not only was promoted to the co-anchor of 2020, and had...
With political ideas that are contrary, as he'd said, to the corporate setup there. And
the editors, et cetera.
ABC.
Right. So, and he was allowed to craft his own hour-long Stossel specials. And I imagine they were successful because otherwise they wouldn't have let him keep doing them.
Absolutely.
And so I guess having some creative difficulties or some creative clashes with the people behind the scenes, he was offered a gig over at Fox Business. He took it, and now he's got his own weekly show, and they've been doing it for a few months now. It's been going on all year. It started the very end of the year in 2009. And they've covered some great topics. I've seen about four or five of them myself. And as John Stossel pointed out there, he's a guy that gets it. He understands, you know, the new method of a distributing product is get your product into the listener or viewer's hands as quickly as you possibly can and in whatever way.
As often as you can.
Yeah, in whatever way they think is the best way to get it. So I get it through BitTorrent. And that's he doesn't have a problem with that, which I think is really cool. So there you go, John Stossel from johnstossel.com. That's his new website. And he's got his own blog, too, now, and everything. So 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I would say John Stossel may arguably be the most publicly visible, pretty darn principled, from what I can tell, libertarian.
Yeah, I don't know that people even know what the term libertarian means necessarily, but of the...
No, that's what he found out on his recent episode. Have you seen any of the shows yet, Mark?
I haven't seen the new one.
That's one worth watching. The libertarian... What is a libertarian? They go out in the streets of New York and they actually ask people, what's a libertarian? Of course, they have no idea.
The but they had... But Glenn, either it would be either Penn and Teller or John Stossel. I would say
Stossel has a bigger profile,
yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
I mean, Penn and Teller are great, and they're very fun, and they're talented magicians, no doubt about it. But they're primarily a magic and comedy act that just recently has gotten into the realm within the last decade of really doing liberty-oriented productions and that sort of thing.
And Stossel spans the generations better than I would imagine Penn and Teller do. You know, Penn and Teller are our age, so... Likely, they're bigger.
They're a little older than we are, Mark.
Okay.
But
you and I are 10 years apart.
Right, and they're a little older than you. I'm pretty sure they're in their early 50s.
Okay.
But nonetheless, Penn and Teller, great show, by the way. Penn and Teller show, BS. Highly recommend that. Also worth a look into on the internet. But it's also available on a pay network, whereas Stossel is available on a not-so-pay network. And so that may increase... The amount of eyes. I don't know. Maybe it's a toss-up, but nonetheless, certainly appreciate all the work he's done for Liberty and continues to do. So we'll take your phone calls about whatever is on your mind, and with any luck, maybe we'll be able to finagle him back in to spend a whole hour with us and really open up the phones so we can get our listeners in to talk to John. 800-259-9231. Let's go first thing right out the gate. Now, actually, you had a question that you wanted to address from one of our listeners, Mark.
Yep.
But right out the gate, we'll go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, on the AMP lines. Hello, Gene.
Guys, have you noticed there's a volcano blasting ash into the atmosphere?
Yes, I hear it's in Iceland.
Yeah, that's quite a volcano. I was there when Mount St. Helens blew. I was in Portland, Oregon. And from the pictures I've seen, this thing makes Mount St. Helens look like a firecracker.
Mm.
And they're saying that it's going to go on for a long, long time. They don't know for sure, and it's spewing ash all over. Of course, everyone knows the flights all over Europe are down. The plane airlines are... losing hundreds of millions of dollars a day because the flights are down.
Now's probably a good idea for to buy property in Iceland, huh? I mean, they've had the biggest they've taken the economic collapse right on the chin. I mean, they're ground zero for the depression bomb, and then a giant volcano blows up.
Now, wait a minute. There's no lava. We're just talking about it's puffing out smoke, right?
Yep, smoke and ash. This thing, I just wanted to throw this thing out there as proof that there's no such thing as man-made global warming, because I don't know what the volume of CO and other pollutants and not just...
How much carbon is going out in the atmosphere?
Well, the particulate matter is probably a bigger issue when you talk about global warming, at least in the short term.
Yeah, there's the particulate matter, and then there's also the CO these things put out, which is a lot. And I would guess, I haven't seen the numbers, and I don't even know if anybody's actually made an estimate, but I'm going to guess that in one day this thing is probably putting out as much CO as man puts out in a year.
And I don't know that addresses the issue of whether or not anthropomorphic global warming exists, though.
Well, if this thing can put out, you know, 100 times what man puts out, and then no measurable change in the atmosphere in a year, then obviously what man puts out is so tiny that it doesn't even matter. That's why I say over and over to people that it's just giving us a big head. We really think that we're something on this planet, that we are big enough and powerful enough to affect the atmosphere. I mean, the whole thing, it makes no sense that man could ever affect the atmosphere either positively or negatively, because we're just too tiny. You compare us to something like this volcano and try and compare the little tiny bit of pollution we put out versus these volcanoes, and this is not the only one. There are other ones going off all over the planet all the time.
Gene, I thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think what he says makes some sense. I mean, I wouldn't say that there's no impact that humans could have, but it would seem to be negligible at best.
Well, I think that it's pretty clear that humans can have impact on the environment. I mean, how many warheads are there, nuclear warheads are there around the world? If they drop them all off at one point, do you think it's going to affect the atmosphere?
Yeah, I would. Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, like the whole globe explodes in fire five times over. You think it might affect the atmosphere? I mean, that argument doesn't make sense. That man can affect the atmosphere. Man can absolutely affect the atmosphere. And I think that we had a caller one time that made perfectly good sense to me. You know, the life on the Earth has been going the way it's been going as far as the amount of CO2 that the world has been putting out, volcanoes, fires, and things like that. And then we take all the oil and the peat and the coal and things like that in the last 100 years or so, set them on fire, add more CO2 to it. You know, it makes some sense that it might raise the globe a couple of degrees.
Fine by me. It's cold up here.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Melt that ice cap. Ground Florida. I want
free
to get warm.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free. Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, the live Saturday edition. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features, and if you enjoy this program, there are ways you can help support the show. One of them is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live, we'll get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Critical thinking question. Why would something that is so good for us, like government education, need to be imposed on us with the use of force and funded by the use of force? Maybe something else is going on. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. As we continue here with your phone calls about whatever's on your mind, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231, starting out with Ross, listening in Miami to WFTL. Ross, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Ross, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm sorry, I'm a bit off topic with the whole natural disaster sort of things.
Well, there's no off topic on this show. It's an open phone, so you can bring up anything.
All right. Well, I'm a philosopher here in Miami. I study a lot of things, you know, without really pointing fingers, without really having people and details, you know, just a sort of, you know, wavelength of life sort of thing. And, you know, I've seen what's been happening for the last 10 years, you know, the presidents, the administrations and attacks and all that. I don't want to blame any people because everyone can blame anybody and you just don't get anything done with that. And, what I've really seen is that what's happening now, this whole downfall of society, it's just another repetition of what's happened in history thousands and thousands of times. It's just, you know, these empires that come up with strengths and structures and business and all those things, and at a point they just get so greedy that they fall. I mean,
it's certainly true that empires do not last historically. In fact, no government has lasted for really that long.
I think one of the parallels that you can point out in many of them is the fiat currency, though. When the government begins to mess with the value of the currency. Rome had the most valuable currency there was, and then they began to clip the gold out, and then they said, "You will respect this as an ounce of gold, even though it wasn't, and we'll kill you if you don't." Mm. And that's essentially what the little thing on the dollar bill says. This is legal tender for all debts, public and private.
It means you'll take this or else.
Right. Well, that's essentially
it. And one thing that has remained concrete throughout all history is that no matter how much you believe in religion and how much you use it as your excuse, money, no matter what time, whether it was a coin, a dollar, or maybe in the future some digital credit card, you know, it will always rule everything. Every man seems to have their price. And at a time like this in the world, we are getting to a point where we are seeing those breaking points. We are seeing people give in to the things that they once promised not to. You see people turning around on themselves, becoming this monster that they once hated, and then basking in it. You know, you see, I can't really name any names right now because it doesn't really interest me, but it's just something that you look at on TV.
I see where you're coming from. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You don't need to name names because they're all corrupt. I mean, there's not really anybody who's any good, maybe except for Ron Paul in Washington, D.C., and I'm not really much of a political name dropper anyway. 800-259-9231. We continue with Bob listening in Florida to WFTL. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Hello. I enjoy your show very much.
Thanks, Bob. What's on your mind?
My call following up the previous call is very apropos. I'm a political science professor, and I'm finishing up my doctorate in public administration, and I'm working on a survey which will be part of my dissertation, and it comprises several different components of the electoral process. And it also includes the media. And what I'm doing right now is studying all the different people in the media, from television to radio, newspaper, blogs, every different type of media that there is, and looking at them as far as their qualifications to judge what actually is taking place in our political system currently. And one of the aspects that I'm focusing upon is their education and or their appropriate education in relation to their position and what they are saying in regard to our electoral system, which the different components are.
So this, what is this? Are you suggesting that that certain people in the media, for instance, are not educated enough in order to comment on certain matters?
You are very astute, sir. That is right on the head.
What sort of education would you deem to be appropriate in order to comment on national issues, say?
Well, in the first place, before I answer that, I would like to say on the study that I've done so far in my research, I have not found one individual, not one, who has any kind of doctorate or master's or bachelor's degree in political science or public administration.
Well, I think that you're basing this on the premise that that these indoctrination centers that we'll call colleges, universities, and schools are the beacons of education, that they actually do teach people, whereas people learn their whole lives, don't they? I mean, I study things all day, but nobody gives me a degree for it.
You need both. That augments
why?
The education.
Why do you need both? Why would I have to spend four years of my life in some classroom somewhere when I could be out educating myself?
So I could unlearn that crap later.
Well, you're not going to without the foundations of an education, you're not going to understand everything you learn in life.
So they can't give me the foundations of education in the first 13 years that they screwed around with me and told me a bunch of crap that I needed to unlearn?
No, not completely, no.
So, you know, I would expect to hear this from somebody who has a doctorate.
Right.
I mean,
I think that I have the right to comment on national issues because the nation, the government, the U.S. government, extracts my money through force. So the fact that I am their servant and slave without any kind of ability to do anything about it except leave. Yeah, I'm a serf.
Subject.
Yeah, I'm their subject. Then at the very least, gives me the ability to comment on what they do with me and my money.
Of course. This is not directed toward you, sir. You don't have to be on the defense.
Oh, but I'm defending all of them. Every person in the media that chooses to comment, a commentator, as it were, I defend them all for their ability to comment on it because, well, you know, I don't know that education necessarily is the end-all be-all when it comes to, like, the the institutional education.
Yeah, I feel like
education's important, but I don't know that you have to go to school and get a sheepskin for it.
I absolutely agree. I did not go anywhere beyond an associate's in arts degree, and I wish I could have had that time back, because as Mark was saying, I had to unlearn many of the things that
I taught myself to speak Spanish in prison. Does that mean that I can't speak Spanish because I didn't get a degree?
This is not what I'm saying, sir. Chris says, for example, if you wanted to have a talk show about the effects of surgery, you wouldn't have a plumber on the show. You would have a doctor who went to medical school and had an internship and a residency.
Sure. I would agree with that statement. Surgery. However, if I want to talk about violence, the violence of the people calling themselves the government, I don't need to have an official doctorate or a master's degree or anything like that to be able to comment on the violence of the institutionalized violent monopoly known as the state.
Sure. Talk about anything you like. That's the First Amendment.
Oh, I will. I certainly don't need your permission, and I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. A very typical kind of academic attitude of looking down one's nose at the rest of the population. You don't really understand what I'm saying, Mark. Let me see if I can explain this for you.
It's really it's a rare situation where you get somebody who's extraordinarily well-educated through the sort of institutional system and is entertaining enough to be on the radio and garner a huge audience.
And willing, excuse me, and willing.
Rush Limbaugh didn't finish college.
And willing also to go through the years of working for peanuts in order to finally make a living at this business. The people that are graduating with doctorates don't want to enter in as a board op at their local radio station.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, Freecom, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You get signed up for our news updates, and they're free, by the way. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get on either our email list or Twitter profile or our Facebook fan page. You can do all of the above if you like. It's all free for you, of course, at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking at that kitchen and or bathroom and they're looking kind of boring, use that tax return of yours to get some new knobs or pulls and freshen up the place. You can go to internobs.com. They have pretty much every knob or pull that's mass-produced out there in the marketplace. If you go to the big box stores, if you go to the specialty stores, find the ones you want, then go to internobs.com and check the prices against that. You'll find incredible savings because these are wholesale, plus the fact that if you use code FTL as in Free Talk Live, you'll get an additional 11% off. It's code FTL at internobs.com. And they've got a closeout section there, too, that's a huge savings. And the code works then, too.
Coming up, Mark, you've got a question from one of our internet listeners, so we'll get to that if we get a chance. But your call's primary element here. We go to your phone calls next with Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey, it's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com.
Yes, I wanted to talk about the New Hampshire Liberty Activist Roundup that happened over the last couple of days.
Yeah, this is pretty scary stuff that's been going on up here. For our listeners that don't know, those of us who are on the phone, you on the phone, and those of us in the studio here are all Free State Project participants. We are early movers. We've made the move from our former homes. You, I think, came from Texas. We came from Florida. And we're here to achieve liberty in our lifetime through getting active. Some of that activism has to do with civil disobedience and non-cooperation. And a few weeks ago, there was a fairly large 420 celebration with people smoking cannabis in public in Nashua, New Hampshire, during the 2010 Liberty Forum. There were about 100 people in a park there doing that. And undercover cops came in and busted up the party, and then the uniformed cops came in. There's video footage of that over at RidleyReport.com, also at FreeKeen.com for people that missed that. It was a pretty outrageous day, and Dave, you were there on site to experience it. But now, 3 to 4 weeks later, they're making arrests. They're rounding people up who were there that day in the park. For whatever reason, they're claiming they were disorderly, which is, of course, their catch-all charge. They love to throw at people when they can't think of anything else to arrest them for. But normally, the funny thing is, disorderly conduct is usually something they get you with when you're there with them. Like, well, if you don't do what I say, we'll charge you with disorderly conduct. But here they're literally pulling people out of their homes at gunpoint in some cases and arresting them for disorderly, a warrant for disorderly conduct. Your thoughts, Dave?
Well, yeah, and that's a couple pieces of information that you wouldn't know from just listening to the Porcupine 411 calls. And one of them is that, Manchester police did pull their firearms when they came after, Jerry says they did pull their firearms when they came after Joe in Manchester, who was Mike Tyner's roommate. Not only that, though, I called him to talk about that some more. They didn't just pull their guns, they pointed them at him.
Yes, they did. They absolutely drew down on these peaceful activists.
Unarmed people.
Presumably unarmed. We don't know about that, Mark, but they were in their own home, and they have
Who's
no reason
in their home.
They have no reason. Well, you might have your gun at handy. I don't know, but they have no reason to believe they're violent. There's no evidence to believe that these people are violent. They've encountered them before when they had guns on their hips and no one was shot. Go ahead.
If you look at the video of Mike Tyner during this incident during that day, of course, there's four different angles, four different cameras, you know, videotaping in many cases what Mike was doing. He was probably the most in control person in that park.
Yeah, he was very cool, very calm. He was up there close to the police talking to them, so he certainly drew attention to himself. I think that maybe they're going after these folks because they stood in the road when the cops were demanding that people get out of the road. That's my thought on this. But clearly guns aren't necessary or pointing guns certainly isn't necessary in order for them to accomplish this tyrannical task, because the night before they arrested another activist, Jim, and they didn't have to pull guns on him. There was no reason for that. They didn't do that at all with him, except it was the state police that arrested Jim versus the city cops that arrested Big Mike.
Right. But, you know, we shouldn't get angry. This is part of the process. This is something that's going to happen to us. We're all going to suffer before this is over. It's the process of getting to where we're not suffering from you know, massive government anymore. And the civil rights people had to go through this. Gandhi's people had to go through this. But it just, for me, I was planning on posting an announcement today that I was about to take like a several-week sabbatical. I was planning on, you know, drawing back through the report and just taking a break out for the first time in 3 years. But because of this, that's not going to happen. I'm soldiering on. I mean, this fire is blood.
Yeah, didn't you just take a break during the winter break?
The winter break.
I don't know. You were out of town for a while, so
well, I was out of town, but it's just a working vacation. It's like every day I've been editing videos that I've started to get a little bit tired of that. But gotcha. I wasn't tired of it today, I can assure you. My heart was pounding as I was editing these things.
Well, keep up the good work out there, Dave. We appreciate you being there, because RidleyReport.com is a wonderful window into the world of the activism up here. We talk a
liberty
lot.
Liberty activism.
Yeah, liberty activism. We talk a lot. I mean, John Stossel mentioned the Free State Project earlier in the hour. He's familiar with it. He's come up to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. He was one of the speakers there a couple of years back. And so, I mean, John's familiar with it. This is a movement that is gathering steam. There are over 10,000 people that have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. Over 800 are actually already here in New Hampshire of that 10,000. And you're one of them, Dave, and you are out there with your video camera at as many activist occasions as you can possibly be. And you put the videos up for people to see and come to and learn about and find out what's happening here. And it's a really great thing that you do, and I appreciate it. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. As we continue with Tom, listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Hello, Tom. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Mark.
Hey, yeah, how you doing? Hey, since I'm a baby boomer, I just finished a trilogy, and one of the books I wrote is the Perspectives and Memoirs of a Modern Day Baby Boomer. And one of the things I brought out in the preface is that one of the things that happened during the 60s, which it feels like we're rolling back to the 60s a little in a lot of ways, to finish some unfinished business, but the killing of four innocent people at Kent State by our own soldiers was the Hiroshima of the time as far as the baby boomers and the peace love movement, which it definitely was kibosh. It was a type of coup, and the mindset of control came in, and it scared a lot of people, you know. Now, what's going to happen today, I don't know if maybe it's more of a paper tiger and we can actually push peaceful revolution through this time or not, or will they come in with weapons again? Hard to say.
Well, I would say I'll take the side of the paper tiger personally. I understand that they've built themselves up. The government people have built themselves up, and they've got their big guns and their tanks and all that, and they're very, very scary looking, and they do scary things. They do hurt people. There's no doubt about it. And they really did pull guns on one of the peaceful activists, a couple of the peaceful activists up here earlier today. So they're more than willing to use violence. However, I don't think that they're doing much more than teetering on the brink of total destruction because, well, force has unintended consequences, and if you don't return their force with force, which is what they're expecting, they want you to get violent. They want you to use force back on
them. Fly airplanes in the buildings or whatever.
Or whatever. And so that's what they are expecting. That's what they're hoping for. But if you remain peaceful and in your activism, whether you're doing a protest or demonstrations or politics or civil disobedience, if you remain peaceful and they use violence on you, yeah, it's going to hurt. But at the same time, they're going to look clearly as the enemy. They're going to look clearly as violent, at least to those of us that don't have rose-colored glasses on about what the police are and what their job is.
Yeah, I agree, and I think this the modern day 60s movement, if you want to call this another type of a movement like that. We didn't have YouTube, we didn't have the internet. There were a lot of things absent that kept cameras on telephones. There's so much today, man, you can't get away with anything.
Absolutely.
Now.
By the way, quick tip for you. If you've got a video camera enabled smartphone device, you can go to quick.com, QIK.com, and download free software that actually allows you to stream video live from your phone. That way when you record the video, it's not actually just being stored in your phone. It's also being, you know, shot over the internet to Quick servers, which is an amazing tool for keeping an eye on these government bureaucrats.
Another thing they didn't have was the ability for liberty-minded law enforcement officers to get together in organizations like Oath Keepers and things like that too. So I think there's something on the other side. Those guys might have, if they existed in the 60s, and I'm sure they must have, probably felt alone and didn't know, didn't have other people to talk to.
Still pretty scared to come out of the closet and on things like the war on drugs.
But they can still go on these boards at oathkeepers.com and talk to each other.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. So I think I'll take the paper tiger answer. Not to say the paper tiger is completely clawless.
Cardboard tiger?
I think that if enough people get together and refuse to obey the tiger, it will tip right over. There's more coming up here. Hour number two is on the way, and that's where the Free State Project part of it comes in, because it's also the political side as well. Hour
paper
two coming
mache,
up.
Tiger.
This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.